to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. So it's interesting, this thing called Christmas, this thing called holidays, in terms of science of mind. Because unlike many religious traditions, science of mind actually has no holidays. We don't. And yet, because we embrace and embody all religious philosophies, perhaps we have them all. Perhaps. And perhaps this divine thing called choice empowers us to do just that, to choose. This morning I want to talk a bit about this human being, Yeshua, Jesus. History certainly points to the existence of him. In science of mind, we hold the life of Jesus as the great example, not the great exception. And that's an important thing to recognize, that this human, this very human iteration of the divine was not the birth of consciousness, because he was quite literally born out of consciousness. Consciousness just like you. You, me, all of us were born out of exactly the same consciousness as Jesus. Jesus seemed to be the only one not confused about that. And I think that perhaps is the greatest example, that he knew who he was and he never wavered. Doesn't mean he didn't question what he was called to do. We'll talk about that in the spring, because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he absolutely questioned it. Absolutely. Do we know what he knew when he was born? No. Because he was born nonverbal, just like you. He didn't come out of the womb saying, "Yo, Mom, Pop, this how it's going to be." That's not what happened. In fact, we know very little about what happened in Jesus' life. We have a birth story. And if you know me, you know I love the Bible. It's a brilliant library of books. And even it doesn't agree on his birth. If you read the birth account in Mark, and you read the birth account in Luke, they're very different. And when I say very different, I mean major things are different. One has a massacre of children, the other one somehow leaves that out. Now I'm just saying, if in fact that's what actually rolled out, you would think that would be poignant enough for both people to catch that and document it. So it leads me to consider that perhaps the accounts in the Bible are just as flawed as the perception of whoever wrote them. And we actually don't know who wrote the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Luke. It's attributed to their names, but there's no proof that anybody named Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John wrote them. I have my oh crap corner over here. Right? Factually, Jesus was not born on December 25th. He was likely born in the fall or in the spring. We don't know.
Come on.
But here's what I know. He is an example of what is available to me. He is an example of the embodiment of consciousness, which that's what I'm here to do, is to reveal and embody the truth of me, which is consciousness. The stories that I read about Jesus in the Bible was a bit of a rebel. I can relate to that. He challenged authority. Some of you can relate to that. I've gotten to know some of you. He hung out with people he wasn't supposed to hang out with. Good for him. He was Jewish. Every picture I ever saw of Jesus growing up was a blue-eyed white guy. Historically, where he was born, it is incredibly likely he was quite brown. The Bible even describes him as having woolen hair. Pretty sure that lines up with the brownness. Just saying. And yet, for some reason, we distort his image even. We attribute things to Jesus that no matter how many times he said, "No, I didn't do that. You did." No matter how many times, he was so clear about his spiritual essence that he never took credit, human egoic credit for anything. Anything. He never, as far as I can tell, answered any question with a definitive answer. He said, "You already know, here's a parable, go think about it and reveal what you already know." So this idea that there is an answer didn't come from him. Right? And so we get to celebrate this time. Do you know that the majority of what Jesus quotes in what we call the New Testament can be traced back almost verbatim to the Torah and the Talmud? It can be. He was teaching Jewish principle because he was raised Jewish. Duh! Yeah. Right? But somehow we find the need to separate the two. Yeah. To even call it an Old Testament and a New Testament creates confusion because it's really the Torah, the Talmud, and the writings about Jesus 80 to 120 years after he died. Yeah. Now, I don't know about your memory, but it's a stretch for me to imagine that it was held on to accurately for that long before someone picked up a pen. I ain't judging, I'm just saying. So I believe that ultimately we don't know. We don't know. We know stories about this man named Jesus. We know stories about his parents. It's heartbreaking to me that somewhere in the history of unfolding all of this, we turned Mary into a whore. And we did. We did. Not the Mary I experience. And we all get to choose. We all get to choose. This idea of a virgin birth, when I sit with that, what comes to me is that it is a birth of newness. It is a birth of something that we don't imagine is coming, that we didn't expect, that just showed up and was magnificent. This idea of an angel coming to announce, how many times have you had thoughts that seem to come out of nowhere, that still small voice? Perhaps those are your angels. Perhaps in the midst of things where the amygdala is screaming at you to be afraid, and something inside of you experiences just a tiny little blip of peace in the midst of that. Perhaps that is your angel coming to inform you, all is well. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. How is that any different than it's all good, it's all God? Right? Same message, different messenger. We all hear and see and experience at the individualized level. Jesus is an archetype, it's a prototype, it's an idea to give us an example of what's available when we most deeply forget the truth of our being. Because the reality of it is, if there's only one substance, if there's only one source, if there's only one consciousness, how can you not be it in form? I got time, I'll wait. Explain it to me like I'm two. Because it just, one of those things can't be true. There's either consciousness and something else, or there's just consciousness. Now, I would love to tell you how to prove that to somebody else. I can't. I can tell you how to prove it to yourself. When you want to know more, know less. If you want to know more about who you really are, stop thinking you know everything you know. True story. True story. Many of you know I'm in 12-step recovery, one of the most brilliant lines in the Narcotics Anonymous text says, everything we know is subject to revision, especially what we know about the truth. I ain't judging, I'm just saying. When we stop knowing, we become teachable. Stop looking for answers outside of you. And recognize they're already in you. You are the answer you're seeking. Nobody else can fix you because you ain't broke. You ain't broke. No matter how ugly you behave, no matter what has happened in your life, you are not now nor have you ever been broken. Stuff around us is broken. We make really crappy choices sometimes that have equally crappy outcomes. Sometimes we make incredibly brilliant choices that have really crappy outcomes. Sometimes we make really crappy choices that have unseemingly brilliant outcomes. Because how it all plays out, none of our business. That is the activity of law. ours is to choose what we know in consciousness. There is no place to separate yourself to. Right? And that's the big example of Jesus that I sit with these days. When he saw atrocities happening in the society he was in, he didn't turn away. According to the records, he jumped right in the middle of it. He jumped right in the middle of it, and he told truth to power. Didn't have the best outcome for him, did it? And maybe that's why we're hesitant to stand in our truth. Because there is an example that if you stand in your truth, if you challenge power, you will be crucified. You might be. But follow the example all the way out. It didn't kill him. It killed his body. See, that's part of the example, is that we are not our bodies. That we are something so much greater that our human brain gets as far as it can with, and then it just sits there going, huh? What? Really? Harriet Tubman knew what Jesus knew. I don't know if you know the history of Harriet Tubman, but she heard a divine call and said, no. You want me? Teeny tiny little Harriet Tubman, tiny woman, escape. Now that in and of itself, the call to either live free or die. And she said yes. And she did her escape route. And then, page two, go back. Get some more people. Seriously? I can't imagine the conversation Harriet Tubman had with her inner angels and the divine. And not only did she come back once, but history says approximately 70 times that she traveled from being safe and free back into the den where she could have died 70 times. This candle lighting service is about your yes. I have no idea what you're called to do. What I'm really interested in is what you're called to be. We spend far too much time trying to do ourselves into being consciousness and form. The example of Jesus, know who you be, let it inform what you do. And so this morning, we're going to invite you to just take an inward journey, to listen. Because if you want to go higher, go deeper. Because there is no higher consciousness other than what you were born with. But we have to go deeper to find it. Consciousness has no big or little. It has no highs and lows. It's just consciousness. We made that other stuff up trying to figure it out. Don't make us bad. Just makes us good with imagination. Right? So go inward and listen. As Dr. John Waterhouse offered us, just listen. You already know your yes. You were born with your yes. The only question is, will you say yes in the human form to your yes. And so we're going to invite you to come light a candle to acknowledge that yes. If I can find the lighters that I laid down here. Where did those go? I had them. I really did. There they are. So we'll have one on each side. And you just simply push that button in, pull the trigger down, and it should work. There we go. And in the silence of you, you just light your candle. And I'm going to ask the musicians to come first so that they get a chance, because oftentimes they don't even get a chance to light a candle. And then we will start the music, and just whenever you're moved to come light a candle, you get to do so. So, Jamie and Brandon.
Stubborn.
There we go. You're good.
Cool.
You shine. family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. 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 I am light.
I am not my age, I am not my race, my soul inside is all light, all light, all light, yeah, all light.
So we're going to transition to our time of giving with the words of Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman. The work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. Howard Thurman.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.